How would you feel if you'd already attained everything? Just tune into that. How would you feel if you'd already attained everything? Welcome to It Is Done. It is done. It is done. How to attain everything and feel that yes, you have achieved everything that you want, coming into the feeling that your wish has been fulfilled. This is the secret to a happy life and also the secret to manifest amazing things in our life. I've used this method to manifest all kinds of amazing things in my life. This is about living from a place of fullness, from a place of deep contentment right now. And then from that place, attracting towards us beautiful experiences and blessings. But that is just an extra gift, because the real riches is the experience that we've attained everything, the feeling of happiness, contentment, bliss, love, freedom. The real riches in life is the state of feeling. And then from there, beautiful things will become manifest. It's like being a multi-millionaire, a multi-billionaire. And of course, you no doubt attract and manifest more wonderful things, but you're already feeling wealthy anyway. Thank you for your beautiful presence. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is my 44th birthday. And on my birthday, I usually spend the day tuning into life. You know, what am I doing with my life? What's going on? What happened in the year? It's kind of like New Year's Day. And what's going to be new and different this year? And this morning, I woke up about 2:50 in the morning. I just woke up and I was wide awake. So I got out of bed, did some meditation. And I really tuned into what is the most important thing in life? What is it that really matters? And what I realized, and I already, of course, I know this, but it just came very strongly. The key thing, the main thing, is to feel that we have attained everything. We do so many things every day, running around, doing this, doing that, doing all this stuff. And why do we do it? Why do we do it? I asked some people this morning, why do they do the things that they do? Why do they want the things that they want? One person I said, imagine you have this beautiful big house and you have everything you want and all the money you want and everything you want. What then? Oh, then I'll feel I can have parties. All right. And then what after that? Well, I'll have parties and then I'll be able to help people and inspire them and help them spiritually. So I said, well, what's next? Well, then they'll feel good. And what's after that? Then they'll experience Jiva Mukti. They'll experience freedom in their life. They'll feel fantastic. So at the end of it, the whole point of all these things is to help ourselves or others to feel happy or peaceful. Right? Why do we have to-do lists? There are, of course, the practical things to do. I'm all for getting stuff done and having an organized house, an organized life. Underneath all of it, we are trying to attain something. What is it we're trying to attain? We're trying to attain a good state of being, a shift in our feelings, yes, shift in our heart, shift in our state of consciousness. This morning, you know, I went through my laptop, you know, like I do now and again, just to see what I've done, what I haven't done, what's messy, right? Just to assess my creativity. And I, whenever I do that, I actually go into somewhat of a state of shock because I have so many ideas and so many unfinished things that I've started and haven't finished. There's just so many. It's so over the top. There's probably like 20 years worth of work sitting right there on my laptop that's yet to be released. And I was thinking, well, why am I doing all this, really? Why do I have to do any of these things? I'm doing it so that I can feel I'm being creative and I'm helping people so that I feel ultimately satisfied and content in myself, and so that I help other people feel satisfied, content, successful, and happy. So when you step back and you think, why are we doing the things that we are doing? You will find at the end of it all, if you ask why 7 times, I want this, why do you want this? So I get this. Okay, why do you want that? So I get this. Why do you want that? So that this happens. Why do I want that to happen? So that this other thing happens. Why do I want that other thing? You'll get down at the end. I want to feel happy. I want to feel peaceful. I want to feel blissful. So we are coming from a state of lack, doing action, trying to achieve something that will then lead us to a state change. And you can look at this in any area of your life. Food, work, relationships, house and stuff, people, places, possessions, right? Projects. At the end, we're looking for a change in consciousness. Why do so many people want lots of money? Because money buys stuff, buys experiences. Why do we want the stuff and experiences? So we feel a state change. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having wonderful experiences. There isn't, you know, like I love going skiing. I love going on walks, and I love all sorts of fun things, right? I'm all for it. Life is fun. It's good to create stuff. It's good to have goals. The question is, where are we coming from? Are we coming from a place of lack? Or are we coming from a place of feeling deeply satisfied? Yes. Yeah, the feeling of fullness. 25 years ago, when I was 18, I was feeling very depressed, very disturbed, 18-year-old, lost and confused. Then I finally decided to go along with my mother, who'd been trying to get me to do meditation for years. I said, all right, why not? I've got nothing to lose. So I went to the meditation class. And I was told, you are a spiritual being. You're a being of divine light, divine love. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'm not just this body, I'm a spiritual being. And then we stopped for meditation. I closed my eyes. And I was pulled out of my body. And I saw myself in this world of white light. I was in this realm of white light. And I saw myself walking along a hill, on the side of a hill, in this white light. And then the path I was walking on split into two. And I could see two timelines. One as if I carried on 2 years, 2 years in the future, if I carried on the way I was, more depressed, more confused, more addicted, more stressed out. And the other path, I saw myself filled with light, filled with happiness, full of happiness and joy for no particular reason. And that's all I saw, was that I was surrounded in light and joy. And I knew I had to make a decision which direction I was going to go. And I knew the old path, and it was comfortable, even though it was uncomfortable, because it was familiar. This new path, I didn't know what it was, but I could feel it was much, much, much better. So I had to make this decision in this other realm. And after tuning in very deeply with myself, I took the first step forward on this new path, the path of light. And then I was pulled down into my body, and I felt like my whole life radically changed from that moment onwards. That was 25 years ago. And then I learned meditation, and I learned how to connect with divine light to become awakened, to experience higher states of being. Ah, such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I remember one night on a Friday night when I'd normally be out with my friends drinking beer and going to parties and doing various things. Instead, I was lying at home on the floor. I slept on the floor in a little duvet cover, super minimal. And I was just lying there feeling so much bliss, so much joy, because my state had changed. I didn't need all these things. I just naturally felt happy. And I was spending so much of my time before that doing work so I could get money, so I could buy alcohol and drugs and clothes and various technology things and go to these places so that I felt a little bit better, but then I had to work. So I was previously spending my whole life running around doing all this stuff so that I could get this state change. And then I could experience, I could experience a state change to actually feel what I really wanted to feel for free, right? And that was a profound change in my life. It made my entire life profoundly more simple. So instead of running around after this and that and this and that and all these things, so that I get this thing, so I get this thing, so I get that thing, so I get that thing, so that I feel better, instead of that whole long process, I could just close my eyes, take a few breaths, tune into these higher states of being. And then from a place of fullness, I could take action. And nothing else in my life changed. Everything was exactly the same as before, except I could shift my consciousness. I learned to focus on the vibrations. And then once I started doing that, all sorts of magical things happened. And, you know, in the last 25 years, I've lived in the most beautiful places in the world, the North Shore of Kauai, for many, many years. And then I decided I'd had enough of the island and wanted to move to Sedona. So here I am in Sedona now. Had beautiful relationships, beautiful experiences, and most of all, been able to help people, made millions of dollars. I mean, my whole life has been doing what I want, having a wonderful time most of the time, every day since 25 years, you know. And none of that would have happened as smoothly as it did if I hadn't made that shift in myself. I really felt like I attracted towards me people and situations from that state. Now, to be completely honest, I haven't maintained a state of continuous joy my entire life, the entire time. I just haven't. And the reason for that is because I actually haven't given it my main focus. Even though I know this, even though this has changed my life, still the old programming of doing, doing, doing. Do this, get this done, achieve this, do this, do that. All these doing, 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 doing has, in all honesty, dominated quite a large amount of my time. And my laptop here, which is just sitting right here, is evidence of the the mad, mad creative ideas that I've had that I may or may not ever finish them, to be completely honest. But what I realized today on my birthday is I'm going to focus on my good feelings. And I want to help you do that as well. You know, I've learned these things. I've been doing meditation for 25 years. I can experience this quite easily. And I'm going to share with you all the things that I've learned over the last 25 years. So you can skip over all these steps. We're going to do this again and again and again. It's going to be a daily podcast where our intention is come back to the good vibrations, the good vibrations, the good vibrations over and over and over again. Feel good first, then take action, right? Feel good first, then take action. You like it? Isn't it beautiful? Easier, much more beautiful way of living. Feel happy in your heart and soul. And I'll share how you can do this, because we can receive so much good energy from beyond. We can receive energy from within ourselves. We can let go of the things that are blocking our happiness, right? There's a whole range of reasons why we're not experiencing these higher states, and we can do various things to liberate ourselves from all that. So the more we practice, the more we experience it, the more joy we have, the more we enjoy our life, then we can come from a good place and take action from a good place. Instead of needy, wanting, craving, what am I going to get? We're coming from a good place initially. And then we can do things that improve our lives. So I'm going to be sharing lots of different things about manifestation, about higher consciousness, about how to receive good vibrations, how to let go of negativity, how to manifest what you want in your life. But the key thing I want to really emphasize here is that our aim isn't to manifest stuff. That's a side effect. It's not like, I want to achieve all these things, wouldn't that be cool? Then I'll feel great. That whole mindset is the problem, right? Instead of that, we want to assume the feeling that we have already achieved everything, that we've already attained everything in the first place, to come from a place of feeling like you've attained, you've achieved, it's already done, it is done, it is done, it is done. And then we will attract to us beautiful things, and we will have better ideas, and we will have much more refined actions from that space. So we're going to practice, it is done, it is done, it is done, yes, it is done, to feel that we have already attained everything. Ah, yes, just imagine for one moment, if you had attained everything you want, imagine whatever you want in your life, the people, things, situations, experiences, imagine everything you would love to have or experience. Imagine that you have already attained that now. How would you feel? If you'd already attained everything that you want, how would you feel? So we're going to come back to these feelings. It might be a little feeling at the beginning. It might not be like this major life-changing thing, but as you keep doing it, as you prioritize this, as you bring it back to this, over and over again, your life will definitely get better and better and better. Even though I didn't realize these things when I started meditation all those years ago, it totally changed my life. I didn't realize what the cause was, but that's what it was. My shift of consciousness, my inner state changed, right? I had a shift in my vibrations. And as a result of that, everything got better. And quite frankly, I've spent quite a lot of time stressing around trying to make things happen, make them happen. And it actually hasn't helped at all. And it's been a real problem because I felt bad doing it and it didn't lead to success. So it's much, much, much better to let go, to feel we've already attained everything, and then take action. So lots of wonderful things to come. So many ways of exploring this. It is done. It is done. It is done. I just want you to leave you with this thought. It is done. How would you feel if you'd already attained everything? Just tune into that. How would you feel if you'd already attained everything? Thank you for your wonderful presence. I look forward to connecting with you more soon. Much love and many blessings. And if you'd like more like this, then feel free to subscribe so that you get notified with ease and joy. Sending lots of love.